Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker, and I love to give wisdom. As you can see, we're still on adult children, problems that adult children have. In my Sunday school class this morning at church, we talked about adult children problems, and they all agreed that have adult children, their problems are bigger and they're harder. So we're going to tackle them. Some of them, all of them are going to be affected by what we do as young people. If you don't have adult children yet, you need to hang on these, okay? And realize that when our children are growing up as children and teenagers, that's going to be the biggest effect on them as adults. So make sure that we do that, okay? And I'm not going to review, but hopefully you can go back and listen to those. Lesson number 3, moving back home, adult children returning to live with their parents. This is really a big deal. And especially in today's society, economy, inflation, the way things are in jobs, and it is very hard for young people to be able to go and make it out there if they needed to come back home. You can decide as a husband and wife if you want to allow your adult children to come back home. There may be some reasons why you don't want to, and we'll talk about that. For us, we have. We have had one child live in our house till he was 26 and then got married. One live in our house till he was 19 and then left. One daughter come back from college after graduating and lived for a couple years. Another daughter come back after college and lived for probably 5 years. Right now we have one son that's come back after graduating from college and living with us. He's 23. And we've allowed that every time and loved it and look forward to it and enjoyed it. I love my adult children. We're close and it's been good in every situation. So, but what you have to understand and what they need to understand is it's still your home. Even though they're an adult and they're older, one daughter, like I said, 26 years old, it's still our home and they still live under our roof and we're still responsible for them. And so lots of leeway, lots of freedom, but we still need to know where they are and they still need to live by our rules. If one of our adult children wanted to come back home and wanted to drink alcohol, they would not be allowed to live in our home. If someone wanted to come back and live in our home, but they didn't want to go to church anymore, they would not be allowed to live in our home. Our home, anyone who lives underneath it will abide by the rules that we have, or it's not going to work for them to be able to stay there. I would be kind, I would be loving, but these are our rules. And we never had any problem with any of our kids on any of that. They never questioned it. They never fought it. They never doubted it. They never did any of that because they knew it before they came. They knew when they were coming to live in our home, they're going to live by our rules. It was not an argument or fight or push or anything. I do see parents that let their adult children live in their home and take advantage of them. Take advantage of them financially, take advantage of them with the way they live and what they do. And it makes a horrible place to live. And you don't want that. It's hard enough to raise children when we have authority over them. Now, if we are raising kids, they're adults, and they live in our home and they do whatever they want to do, and we can't say anything because they're an adult. Wrong. If they're an adult, then have them live as an adult. You don't need me. You don't need my house. You don't need my bed. You don't need my room. It's not your room. It's mine. I paid for that. You don't pay for that. And so they need to know and fully understand. And you need to, especially in the beginning, call them on it. Call them on that. If they're doing something, well, I'm just going to go out with my friends. When are you coming home? I don't know. And no. So if you've heard before, in other words, we don't have a curfew with our kids, but they are appropriate. We have to go to bed. We're not going to sleep well if they're out and things that are going on. And so it needs to be understanding of what the rules are, what they're going to do before they come back so we don't have any problems. And if they say, no, I can't live by those, no problem at all, son. Love you. Care about you. And Sunday afternoon dinner is open for you every time. Any night you want to come over to eat, let us know. And we'll put some more water in the soup and love to have you. Okay. Make sure they have that. Next big thing is, what about financially? Should they help out? Nothing wrong with them helping out. Probably a good thing for them to help out. You're saving them money. They're taking extra electricity. They're taking extra food. So there's nothing wrong at all for them to be able to help out. Okay. We did not. We, in our mind, they're still our kids. And as long as they're going to do right and live right, we want to be a blessing to them. We're doing okay. We don't have to have the money. And so we want to make sure they're saving their money. We want to make sure that they're doing right by their money. Now, if they lived in our home, they're not tithing, they're blowing all their money, they're wasting all their money, then something's going to change, okay? Then you need to start paying some rent, okay? You need to be responsible. You need to grow up. You need to be an adult. You can't just spend all your money on you and blow it all on you. That's not good. I'm not helping you. I'm enabling you, and I don't want to do that to you. I don't want to hurt you, and I'm hurting you right now. Okay, they need to know that. But our kids saved money. One child, they were able to move out and went right away and help buy a house and to get married. Great, wonderful, super. You know, from the time our kids, as soon as they turned 18, we started working on their credit score. And so we got them a little credit card that they only use for gas, and they paid it off every month, never paid any interest, and started work on their credit. Then they got another one, they got another one. So three regular cards, and they got some store cards that had some bonuses to it, but never pay any interest on any of them, and use those to build your credit score. And my kids have 800 plus credit scores. And man, that's a blessing. And we worked on that to help them. We started that. They knew it and understood it before they turned 18, but at 18, we got them started right away, and we want to on that for our kids. One of my daughters was in Bible college, and the teacher, who happened to be the president of the college, was teaching the finance course. And he said, okay, does anybody here have a credit score? And I think there was only one, maybe two. And my daughter was one. And this daughter is, she's not blonde, but she acts it a little bit. And it's fun. It's not bad. But you're like, oh, really? You have a credit score? Yes. Do you know what it is? She said, yes. And then she pulled it up, but she quoted it right then what it is. And he was shocked. He was floored. Like, wow, here's this girl. A little bit blonde, has a credit score, knows what it is, and how come? Because her dad helped her right at 18. Let's get it started. So that way you can buy a house in your 20s. So those type things, to be able to help your children with those things are great. I don't want to give my kids money. I don't want to enable them, but I want to teach them how to handle those type things, so it's going to be a blessing for them and their life later on. Okay. All right. One more. We'll cover. By the way, if you have specific questions on this, I don't mind taking them at all. That would be good. If you have a question, send it to askpastorbaker@gmail.com. And like, okay, my son wants to come back home, but what about this? Okay. By the way, would you allow your adult child to come back home and live in their room with someone they're not married to? No. Okay. Our rule. You're not shacking up. You're not going to fornicate inside my house. God's not going to bless my home for that. No, I can't have that and can't do that. Not going to do that. If you're going to live that way and you're an adult, you're going to live that way somewhere else. You're not going to live that way under my roof. Well, we do it anywhere else. Then do it anywhere else. You're not going to do it here. Well, Dad, you're old fogey and you don't understand the way life is. No, I understand how life is now and then and before my time. Okay. This is life. It's been in the Bible and been in life. You understand before my time was Woodstock and how they lived morally. And in my day, I know how they lived. Don't give me, it's an old fogey. No, it's a Bible thing. And no, I'm not going to allow someone to fornicate in my house and not be married. Okay. All right, next one, parents' expectations, balancing parents' expectations with adults' children's desire for autonomy. Okay, autonomy, them being able to run their own desire and direction. So in this adult children, one of the big things, and I'm probably going to mention it every time because you need to know this principle, the difference between, okay, authority and influence. When they're younger, they're under 18, they live in my home, I have authority. When they are living under my roof, I still have some authority. My house, my rules. When they're outside of that, I just have influence. So I have to always balance how much influence or authority that I have. So even if a child is living under my roof, I'm still going to give them a lot of autonomy because what do they want to do with their life? Okay. And we teach them, it's not what you want to do. What does God want you to do with your life? But if, you know, one of my sons said, Dad, if you want me to go to Bible college, I will, but I just started this apprenticeship. I'm learning. I'm doing what I want to do with my life and business, what I feel like God has for me. I want to be a Christian businessman and help fund ministries. And this is what I'm learning. I'll go to Bible college if you tell me to, but this is what I think God has for me. Great. Do it. Okay. Now he's married with a child, bus captain, Sunday school teacher, serving God, helping people, making great money, serving the Lord with it, doing right. What a great thing. What a blessing that is. So autonomy, Absolutely. I do not want to control your life, like we've talked about. We want them to be clean, be honest, hard worker, love God, love people. But what you do with your life, I don't want to control that. I'm not going to call you to preach. That's not my job. If God calls you to preach, then I'll be a helper teacher and help train you for that. But what I want you to do is to work hard to be a good son, a good father, a good husband, for the girls, a good wife, a good mom, and win souls and help people. And whatever you do to pay your bills that's moral, I'm totally fine with that. So there's a lot of autonomy that we give them for that. We help them, we direct them, we balance them. There's sometimes they want to work a certain job, but we know things about that job or the person they're working with. That's not going to be a good thing. It's not going to turn out well. And so we guide them by influence, not by authority, because if they're an adult and not living in my house, I don't have authority. I have whatever influence they allow me to have, okay? So my expectations are very clear. Son, I want you to work hard. I want you to love God. I want you to serve God. I want you to help people. And the autonomy, whatever you believe God wants you to do with your work and with your job, we're fine with that. We'll support that. We'll encourage you and help you any way we can with that. And we have. One of my kids with his business said, hey, Dad, could I use a vehicle, and it was for a good thing, and ended up renting the vehicle from me and paying me for it. And so if I have something that can help him with what God's called him to do, absolutely. That's great. And they're taught to take care of it. They bring it back better than they took it, which is great. And so those type of things are good. Again, as a child and a teenager, put the right principles into them. Raising them as adults is not going to be that hard, but let them know your expectations. Son, I just want you to love God, love your family, work hard, do right, and whatever your work is. They don't have to go to college. College is a scam for most people. Okay, read Charlie Kirk's book, College is a Scam. It's a scam for most people. Almost all of them have, but the ones that haven't, we're totally fine with that. Oh, your kid didn't go to college? Guess what? I don't care what you think. Okay. By the way, especially if you knew how much money he was making and how blessed his life is and what he's doing, you'd say, hey, great, no problem at all with that. We want them to do the will of God for their life. And that's not always going to be college or even a Bible college. And so they're not letting me down because of my expectation was not for them to do that. My expectation is for them to do the will of God. That's what I expect for them. Okay. All right. We'll continue going with that next time. Hope that's a help and encourage. Feel free if you have a question to email askpastorbaker@gmail.com. All right. God bless. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.